You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
It's the week of love. Yesterday, allegedly, was the number one day of the year for people to get dumped.
Oh.
They say 5 days prior to Valentine's Day is annually the number one day that people get dumped by somebody leading up to the day, oh love.
Abort, abort.
I have a personal story that happened yesterday that supports that fact.
Please tell me.
Not me, but
I was going to say, gentleman caller didn't walk out on you, did he?
Nah, look at me. Come on now. No, it's a, someone I know made an announcement, a pretty big announcement as far as a relationship that is no longer
there. I have an announcement.
Yesterday. So they did right on the 5 day.
Yeah. Did they break up with the person or did the person break up with them?
It was a
mutual.
It was a big old fight. Mutual.
Nice.
Juicy. Whoa. Mind blown.
Well, although I wonder about those ones that are a big old fight, it seems like those are the ones where they get back together again, whereas the slow
burn.
Yeah, the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon wearing it down over time, mm-hmm. those seem to be the ones where they stay apart.
Yeah. Right.
There's one big blow up. It's, 12 hours later, you're like, dang.
That's dang. Good. That's good makeup boom boom right there.
Right.
So we'll see. Have any of you ever broken up with or been dumped somebody the week of Valentine's Day or right before Valentine's Day?
No. I'm trying to decide if that's a good thing, if you need to do it before VD Day or after.
Well, let me put it this way.
You just said Valentine's Day Day.
I did, didn't I? V Day?
Well, let's put it this way. The way you could look at it is, if you're breaking up before, then you're not going through all of the heart. But doesn't it make the heartache worse when 4 days later?
And then you kind of have to fake it then on Valentine's Day. If you know you're not happy or things aren't working out, then you really have to fake it on Valentine's Day at a dinner. Then you got to get a gift.
So is it better to break up beforehand and go through that extra pain?
Right.
Or is it better to suffer through it? The fakeness of it all, the false.
And then Monday the 15th, bounce.
Yeah, because if you do it before, you could scar the person for life and make them hate every Valentine's Day
right.
for the rest of their life.
True.
That's their problem.
And you almost can't do it on the 15th because that's too obvious. If you're going to go through the 14th, you might as well last until like the 24th. Give it another 10 days.
One more weekend?
Right. What's another 10 days going to hurt?
Then if you do, I guess if you kind of stick it out through Valentine's Day, you kind of maybe in the back of your head think, yeah, it's one more shot. Maybe this day will rekindle the romance.
Right, you get a little...
The spark.
Get a little piece of A and, you move on with
right,
your life.
Right, there's that, yeah. A little of that, maybe.
Maybe.
How many of our listeners have been through a breakup around Valentine's Day? And if so, would they be willing to call and talk to us about it?
I would love to hear from people right now that are planning on doing it. They're going to break up before Valentine's Day. They know it's time.
I've just talked him into waiting until the 24th.
Right. Or somebody that's waiting, that they know it's going to happen after VD Day.
Right. And how about, do you think that guys are going to be the ones that are breaking up with their girls more, or girls are going to break up more with their guys more during this love fest?
I think the guys would do it more than the ladies.
Me too.
Because they would want to stick it out.
Right, because the guys are like, I don't have any cash another gift. I mean, I'm still paying off Christmas and New Year's.
Right. Girl's been eating too much chocolates anyway.
Oh, no, you didn't, Jeremy.
Know what I'm saying?
So we're looking for people who have been through this and been dumped
right
around Valentine's Day, people who are thinking about doing it.
Right.
And what's the third thing?
And Cupid, call us if you're Cupid.
If you're wearing a diaper right
yes.
now.
Or yes, if you are like so ridiculously happy and in love, you can call and make the rest.
I guess if you're on the other end and you think this is coming and it's going to happen to you, you could call. You're doing the breakup, but you think it's coming.
You can call and tell us the symptoms that the other person is exhibiting. And you can ask us, does this mean they're about to dump me?
There's a ton of angles.
Talk to Jessica first. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I hope we're not ripping a scab off here. Is that what we're doing?
No, actually, I'm kind of over it now.
All right. Well, what's the deal? Did you get dumped around Valentine's Day?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. We were dating for almost about 9 years, and about 2 weeks ago, he told me that he kind of fell out of love with me, and I knew that for a while, but I was kind of, we're trying to make it work.
Were you kind of living in denial, you think?
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was denial. We even bought a home together about 5 years ago.
Oh, man.
Wait, when
my
did
goodness.
You guys buy the house together?
What was that?
When did you buy the house together?
About 5 months ago.
Oh, Lord.
Ouch.
So you guys are
He didn't know 5 months ago? Like, why did he follow through on that?
We did, and we had a conversation about it, but we decided we were going to try, and it just didn't work out.
Yikes. Well, now you guys are kind of stuck together.
Well, it's a good time to sell.
Yeah, we are. It's really uncomfortable.
Do you still live in the same house together?
We do.
Oh,
no.
Well, that's not uncomfortable at all.
So you've just kind of moved into separate bedrooms? Is that what's happened?
That's exactly what's happening.
So can't really bring anybody home, can you? I mean...
No, not really. We just do our own thing. And
who's going to move out?
Well, he's buying me out, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Fresh start. You get yourself a new haircut and live it up, girl.
I hope you've got somebody on your side making sure that he's giving you a fair and equitable share in the buying.
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, I just want this to be over and move on and have a happy life.
You will. How old are you, Jessica? Do you mind me asking?
I am 42.
You're
fine.
That's
You're in the prime of your life, girl. You're going to have a great time.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, you take care, and thank you for listening and calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Good luck.
She sounds good.
That's a bigger issue than Valentine's Day.
You know what? It's like she said. She was living in denial. She knew. Come on. Nine years, and for the last few years.
That's a bummer.
She knew it was coming. I think she's going to be good. Hello, Kristen. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how old are you?
I am 28 years old.
Okay, speak up. Get your phone up close to your mouth, loud and clear for me. So what's the story?
Okay, so I did the dumping. I was a dumper. So what happened was, it was a few days after Valentine's Day, and I knew it was coming, but I decided to hold on because I didn't know which day was better. So I waited till after, and I cooked this really nice dinner, and he kind of thought the night was going in a way different direction, and...
Wait a minute.
And I dumped him.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you made a nice dinner for the dumping or for Valentine's Day?
For the dumping. Valentine's Day, we went out.
Wait a minute. So you cooked a homemade meal and made everything wonderful.
Lit candles, probably.
Yeah. And then pointed to the door.
Was wearing something sexy.
Little low-cut blouse.
No wonder he thought it was going a different
direction. Kristen, I don't know if I'm on board with that.
I don't feel good about it either. It was not the nicest. A great guy. I really liked him, but you know.
I know. The making of the dinner. Here's what it
What'd
is.
What'd you make?
That's going to be question number two.
Oh,
the first
God.
Thing is that I think what you were doing is you were trying to handle it in the most kind way possible, weren't you?
Kind of.
But you were kind of jacking with him. You know you were jacking with him a little bit.
No, I know what she was doing. She was trying to be sweet about it and show that you still had, you still care for him,
You
right?
ruined that meal for him for the rest of his days. What was it?
I cooked really awesome salmon, like fresh salmon. Yeah. And then some asparagus.
Oh, no, that's
veggies.
Okay then.
Yeah, that's all right.
If somebody gives me stinky salmon pee. And asparagus, yeah.
You know nothing's happening with that night with stinky
Actually,
pee.
Right, I know. That was like a subliminal.
Yeah. You know it's over. If it's a big pasta dish with meatballs and garlic bread, there's no way you can dump
somebody. But asparagus,
So asparagus is the F-U food of all time.
You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's funny.
Actually, I was at his house, so I was able to leave whenever I needed.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That is wise, I guess.
Yes.
Left him there with the dog. Kristen,
stinky urine. We are both in different relationships, and he is very much in love, and it happened for a reason.
There you go. It's meant to be.
Be a black widow.
Good for you. Listen, you are delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Don't cook for the new guy.
I think I may think of that breakup every time I eat salmon.
Holy
now.
Cow, if she makes that for the new guy, he better watch out.
It's a kiss of death. Don't do it. Hopefully is this another listening. Kristen?
Sure is.
Another Kristen. Hello, Kristen. How old are you?
I'm 29.
All right, so what's your story?
So last year, I dumped a guy about a week before Valentine's Day. We've been seeing each other for about 5 months, and I just knew that it wasn't really going anywhere, and I didn't want to go through the motions of buying a gift, going out to dinner, celebrating when I knew that it wasn't going anywhere.
Was he surprised by this?
No, I think we were both kind of on the same page, and so it wasn't that big of a surprise.
So, but you answered our earlier question. Mm-hmm. You specifically wanted to make sure that you did not go through all of the phoniness of Valentine's
Day. Through the day of love.
Yeah.
If you didn't feel it.
Don't spend the cash if you don't want the...
Exactly.
Booty. Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. How are you today? Everything good?
Yes, everything's great.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
So apparently people do want to do it before.
Yeah.
Well, except the first Christine waited a week after. Here's Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hi, guys.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
33. All right. So what's your story around Valentine's Day and breakups?
Well, I've been broken up with 4 times. It started in high school my freshman year, happened the day before, and then my junior year the day before as well.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the day before Valentine's Day?
The 13th.
Wait a minute. You've been dumped 4 times in your life around Valentine's Day?
Yes.
God,
yep.
You really hate February, don't you?
What's going on? Why do you think that's happening?
I don't know.
You're picking some
You
real
sound
winners.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think I picked the wrong guys.
Well, the first two was high school, so I mean that's kind of
we don't count high school.
Guys are dope.
How old were you
school?
With the other ones?
23 and 30.
Oh, you guys, this has like been burned on your heart. You remember what grades? You remember what years?
Yeah. I wonder if you kind of start acting really weird come February 1st, and it throws these guys off because it's happened to you so many times. So subconsciously,
is that possible?
I don't know.
You start acting crazy.
So
she's got some scars.
So let me ask you this: are you currently in a relationship?
No, I am single.
You're single, single. All right. So you will not get dumped this Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
What are you going to do for Valentine's Day? You going to go out on the prowl?
Oh, me and my best friend are probably going to go see Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
You'll find a dude there.
Excellent choice, Julia Guglia.
Listen, I don't want to kind of, insinuate that you might have an evil side to you, but let me just ask you something. Just talking here, Julia. You've been dumped 4 times in your life around Valentine's Day. Has it ever entered your mind to start a relationship with some guy so that you can dump him around Valentine's Day?
What?
I'm just saying, all of this pent-up negative energy around that day, it might only be natural that she would want to lash out at somebody
else. Oh, this poor guy.
No.
He's just a pawn?
That is not the answer.
Would you do that, Julia?
No.
Good. You just love yourself, girl.
I don't know if I believed her.
She's like, yeah, I totally would.
No, I don't
think... That poor guy. Why would you suggest that?
They're humans, not pawns in some sick game.
I'm just saying, if you've been slammed once at Valentine's Day, it's tough. You've been burned twice, it's even harder. 4 times, there's something going on inside you that wants to seek revenge.
A little bit. Just don't go shanking anybody on Saturday, all right?
No. Yeah. I won't.
All right.
No.
We love you, Julia. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
All right.
Bye.
And are we going to talk to Kimbo? This is the one dude, the lone dude on the line. Hello, Kimbo.
Hi.
How old are you?
I am 27.
All right. What's your story?
So, day of Valentine's Day. I wake up, go to my phone, and I see I got a Facebook message from my girlfriend of about 9 months.
Yeah.
So I open it up, and it's this huge, long letter saying how I'm a great guy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And finally she's like, I think we need to go our separate ways. I'm breaking up with you. Don't call me. Don't message me back. The reason why I'm doing this, I just had a long talk with my friends, and they just said, you got to dump this guy. This guy's not from Colorado. He's not one of us. So we will never accept it.
One of us.
Colorado girls are not like that.
This girl is crazy. I'm glad she's not in your life anymore.
Yes.
How old was she when she dumped you on Facebook on Valentine's Day?
She was 25.
Wait a minute. Actually, I just immediately jumped. It was a knee-jerk reaction to say, hey, because you're not from Colorado. But let's step back just a moment. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Montana.
Oh, well, then of course I can see why she would dump you then.
No.
Montana.
They're like our close brother.
I was just kidding. I would have said that no matter where you named it. So, all right. Well, I think, you know, good for you. So it was on Valentine's Day, a message on Facebook.
Yes.
Are you single now, Kimbo?
No, I am happily married, and my wife and I are expecting our first child on Valentine's
Day.
On Valentine's
Joke's
Day.
Joke's on her.
Seriously?
And is your wife from Colorado?
No, she is actually from California.
Oh, well, doesn't really help us out much, does it?
No.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.